We are glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
So God sent His Word, His Son, His Word, and healed them and delivered them. Now notice it says, and healed them. Not to heal them. If He sent it to heal, you could say, well, possibly it didn't work. But when He sent His Word and did it, past tense, right? In other words, God considers it already done. Now, this is in Psalms. You remember, Jesus hadn't showed up yet. God speaks the end from the beginning. So then, God sent His Word and healed and delivered. So the provision is made. There is no doubt about it. Go with me to James chapter 5, verse 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. There again in the same verse. Healing and forgiveness in the same verse. You cannot separate what God provided through Jesus Christ, you cannot separate the deliverance from sin or forgiven sins and healing. It all came in the same package. Well, now somebody said, well, Brother Capps, if that is true, everybody would get healed when they got saved. You're exactly right. If they were taught properly, they would get healed when they got saved. In fact, the word is the same in the Scriptures many times. The same word for saved is used for healed. Romans chapter 10, the Apostle Paul says, the righteousness which is of faith says the Word is nigh you. What? The Word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. The Word is nigh you. So we come back to the Word. Now you see, the leper knew Jesus could, but didn't know whether he would or not. Oh Lord, I know you can, but I don't know whether you will. And until the question mark was removed, no power flowed. See, as long as there's a question, faith will always stop at the question mark. But folks, when you can see that it was a provision, the same bruises that was placed on Jesus was to redeem us from iniquities and to heal our bodies. There is no difference. It's all the same sacrifice. And it came in a package deal. But you see, if you only have knowledge of part of it, then you can't believe for something you don't know about. Jesus said to the centurion, go thy way as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. Now what's the problem? No word, see, to some people. In other words, some people say, oh yes, God will say, yes, we're redeemed from sin. Thank God if you confess Jesus as your Lord and confess your sins, you'll be born again on your way to heaven. But turn right around maybe and tell you, but he don't heal anymore. That went out with the apostles. Hey, it couldn't. If it did, the saving went out too. Because it's all under the same deal. And it's an accomplished fact. It can't be changed. God is love. You can't change that. He's already offered the supreme sacrifice, and that was His only begotten Son. You can't do anything bad enough to keep God from loving you. He is love. That's established forever. He loves you so much that He won't violate your will. He lets you go to hell if you want to. But He don't want you to. See? But the provision's made. Now, here's what I want you to see. 2 Peter chapter 1 says, He's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that's called us to glory and virtue. See, if you didn't know about it, you certainly couldn't believe in it. The leper couldn't believe. something that he had a question mark about. But now you see, the centurion, the Gentile, said, speak the word only. So what I'm doing tonight is showing you in the word what your faith needs to be based on. This is the basis of our faith. We have shown you five scriptures that says healing and forgiveness of iniquities are in the same verse. You cannot separate them. See, now, we've often wondered about that. Well, now, how in the world could you pray for a fellow that's sick and get his sins forgiven? Because it's the same sacrifice. Whew, glory to God. So, the provision's made, right? God does not have to do one more thing for all the sinners to be saved. All they need to do is hear about it and believe it. Faith cometh by hearing. Now remember, Paul said, the word is nigh you, it is in your mouth and in your heart. See, if we talked healing and deliverance, preservation, see, the word says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thy heart God's raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now that word saved is the same word that's translated healed in other places. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. That means being born again, doesn't it? And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Now that word salvation means deliverance, preservation, healing, and soundness. The idea is the total package that comes in the provision of God, which is forgiveness of sins and healing. And deliverance from temporal evils. But if we don't know about it, we don't believe it. You have to have the knowledge of it. You see, we go back to what Peter said. Whereby are given us. See, it's through the knowledge of God. Whereby are given, or by this means are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. If we have the knowledge of it. Now, what's the problem with an individual that says, oh yeah, he can just get you saved in a minute, born again. But then tell you, well, yeah, but God don't care anything about your finances now. I mean, you know, Jesus was poor, so you ought to be poor. Now, you might have an individual that way that couldn't believe for a dime. Because I had a man say to me one time, said, well, you don't pray for material things, do you? Or have a good crop, that's when I was farming. I said, certainly I do. He said, well, I didn't think we were supposed to pray for material things. I said, what Bible you been reading? Well, the truth was he hadn't been reading anybody's Bible. All he knew about the Bible is what he'd heard somebody say they thought they heard the Bible say. But you see, the Scripture says in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, you know the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be made rich. Now see, someone come along and said, yeah, but now that just means spiritually. Go back and read it. Two whole chapters there is talking about nothing but finances. Now by parallel, certainly he made us rich spiritually. But he's not talking about spiritual things there, he's talking about money. Now, what did he say? You know the grace or the willingness of the Lord Jesus Christ, though he was rich. See, he was in heaven. Streets of gold up there, pure gold. Not paved with gold, they're pure gold. That's a healthy place up there. It's a wealthy place up there. And he came to this earth and gave up all of that and became a man. Son of God, all right, but he became a man. And he did not have the riches that he had in heaven. Now, why did he suffer that? That's poverty to God and to him. Now, his needs were met because he operated spiritual law. But you see, Jesus suffered that because he suffered the curse of the law. He had to suffer the threefold curse, poverty, sickness, and spiritual death to redeem us from all three. So he redeemed us that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now, right there in the fifth chapter of Mark, here comes Jairus, the ruler of the synagogue, in verse 22, and says, my little daughter lieth at home at the point of death, but if you come lay your hands on her, she'll be healed and she shall live. Well, Jesus just turned and started going with him to heal his daughter, see. And then the woman with the issue of blood, she had suffered many things of many physicians. For 12 years, spent all the money she had, was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came in the press behind. She said, when I touch his clothes, I'll be restored to health. Now, if she's going to touch his clothes, where did she get this? See, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Now, there's some things we need to realize about believing and faith. Believing and faith are not always the same thing. See, you could believe something with all your heart and not have an ounce of Bible faith. You could believe that because I'm a good Christian and I've been to Sunday school, you know, so many Sundays in a row, that God will heal me. That's high expectation based on wrong information. You don't merit favor for God's grace. You've got to believe Him. So you see, somebody could say, well, now, you know, I knew so-and-so, he had an old car and he gave it to a missionary and somebody gave him a brand new Cadillac. I'm going to give my old car away. Yeah, and you go walk for 10 months. That's high expectation based on wrong information. They didn't do it because of the Word. They did it because what happened to him. See, that inspired them, but that was not faith at all. It made them believe. They could believe with all their heart. They'd get a new Cadillac. But it wasn't based on the Word, so it's not faith. Faith, Bible faith, only comes from the Word of God. So now here's a woman with the issue of blood. She said, when I touch His clothes, I'll be restored to health. Now, she heard about Jesus. We know she heard that people were getting healed in His meeting. So she started saying. Now, the Scriptures teach the law of faith. Jesus talked about it. Whosoever shall say, believe, doubt not in his heart, believe what he saith, and it'll come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith.
I appreciate so much you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast as we've been talking about understanding what we know about healing. Now, all of this week we have CD offer number 7110. It's entitled, Understanding What We Know About Healing. It's a single CD for $8 plus $3 postage and handling, a total of $11. Now, you see, there's people that have been taught from a childhood that healing went out with the apostles and God doesn't heal anymore. So a person that believes that healing went out with the apostles or that Jesus doesn't heal anymore and that it passed away, then they have no hope. And the Bible says faith is a substance of things hoped for because you have to have hope for faith to give substance to. Can you see what I mean? Now, in the 9th chapter of Matthew, there were two blind men followed Jesus, and they said, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when they'd come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, Believe ye that I'm able to do this? And they said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, Now listen to what he said, According to your faith, be it unto you. Not according to Jesus' faith, not according to the power of God that was available in Jesus, but it was according to their faith. Whatever you believe about is what's going to happen. Now, you see, that same thing happened over in the 8th chapter of Matthew, where the centurion came to Jesus, and he said, Speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. He said, Go thy way as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. So it was their faith. It wasn't Jesus' faith. You need faith in healing scriptures.
CD offer number 7110, Understanding What We Know About Healing. Single CD for a total of $11.
We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.